welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Today we're continuing our conversation about the church welfare system of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And today I'm joined by Scott Cottom, the manager of Home Storage Centers. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us about the church welfare program in present day.
The welfare program in present day is administered primarily through the priesthood channels, absolutely through the priesthood channels. Our bishops are the main contact, and they are the people that take care of it. We also have, in addition to the bishop storehouses, as part of that system, we have Deseret Industries, employment centers, LDS Family Services. There are farms and production projects that are there to support them. And then we also have our home storage centers, which are food storage locations where anybody can go in and buy products for their food storage needs.
One of the things that's always impressed me the most is that these services, you don't just serve members of the LDS Church. You often reach out to disaster zones and even local areas that people are really in need.
Yes, we do. In fact, more and more throughout the years, our leaders have asked us to reach out to everybody, and without regard of whether or not they're members of our faith. When we work through humanitarian and go internationally, those questions are not asked. People are given services based upon their need, and that's the primary motivation.
You know, in a disaster, and as a journalist, I've covered a lot of disasters, and it seems like there's the Red Cross, and then there's the LDS Church workers, and it's an immediate response. How do you coordinate an effort like that?
We have an emergency response team who is ready to go, and they monitor situations, and they are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We also have a structure that has been inspired that is there to respond immediately. We have products and supplies and food and tarps and materials that are in place ready to go at a moment's notice. We also have a Deseret Transportation that can move these products anywhere at any given time. And so we are ready to go. We don't need to go procure things first. They are in place, ready to go, and so we're able to respond very quickly.
And even though the church welfare program is centered in Salt Lake City, Utah, how far-reaching are we talking here?
We're throughout the world. We have 110 storehouses in the United States, 27 outside of the United States, and in the United States and Canada, we have 101 home storage centers. And so as the church becomes more of a worldwide church, the response is international. For instance, with the hurricane that just went through the Philippines, not all of the Philippines was affected. So members in other parts of the Philippines were busy working to provide needed help for those who were affected by that storm, by that tragedy.
What's at the heart of the welfare program? Why does the church continue to do this? Because this is an expensive program, and it's a lot of work. You know, it's a fine-tuned machine put on by a lot of different people.
Care for our brothers. We care for our brothers and sisters throughout the world. And so it's a short answer, but that is the truth. We are there to take care of everybody and do what we can to provide relief throughout the world.
How can somebody get involved if they are interested in helping or offering their services or even helping financially?
Donations can always be accepted. The primary place is LDS Charities, and they can accept donations there. We also have our 101 home storage centers where if people are interested in food storage, they are on providentliving.org. You can find them and contact them to get their hours and know when you can walk in, and everybody is welcome to go there and take advantage of the services offered.
And roll up their sleeves and get to work, right?
Yes.
Tell us about a food storage starter kit. What is that?
A food storage starter kit began many years ago, and it's six specific products put together in a case. And it began because those were kind of the first ones that we have, but now there are so many more that starter kits are still available to walk in and just purchase. But those may not be the exact items that you want. And so other items are also there. And so you just go and shop and pick what your family wants. For instance, my family likes to use a lot of rice. And so we tend to go that direction instead of buying wheat. But someone else could be exactly the opposite.
You know, somebody may think, I don't have room for all this food storage. I don't have the resources to spend a lot of money on food storage. Is it really that important? If you could drive a message home to people, what would you say?
It really is that important, because in times of need, if you don't have food, if you can't take care of the very basic needs, then nothing else is really going to matter very much. And so we want to be sure that the very basic needs of everybody are taken care of, so that if there is a tragedy, if something does happen, that they don't have to worry about that. They can worry about other things that might be more important to them.
Scott Cottom, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.